91.3 WUKY presents Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, featuring interviews from the collection. And here's your host, Alan Lytle.
Doug, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Today we are pausing to remember the late Ted Bassett, who passed away last week at the age of 103.
He had an incredible career. In the summer of 2019, the Nunn Center and the UK Libraries partnered with Keeneland. The Keeneland Association, Keeneland Library and Museum Foundation, and the Thoroughbred Daily News to conduct a series of oral history interviews that we called Life's Work. And one of the first interviews that we released was an interview with Ted Bassett.
Which makes perfect sense because he is synonymous with Keeneland.
Ted Bassett was born in Lexington. He graduated from Yale. He was an infantry officer in the Marine Corps during World War II. He was honored with two Purple Hearts, participating in the Battle of Okinawa. After working a variety of jobs when he came back, he became director of the Kentucky State Police in the 1960s and is really credited with having a significant impact on that institution. But in 1968, he came to Keeneland as the assistant to Louis Hagen. And in 1969, he became Keeneland's president. The thing about this interview that I love is that it's so candid. It's detailed. He's really reflective about his life. In the excerpt that I brought, he's reflecting on the tension that exists between tradition and innovation, especially when he first came on board.
You've got to really understand the reason of Keeneland's what it is. Keeneland is here succeeding because it's different. It makes a difference in the industry. We support many industry issues and things. We try to set the standard.
So one particular example of this tension between tradition and innovation at Keeneland includes the parking lot and the mud before the parking lot was paved.
I nearly got fired again over there in front of the grandstand. It was nothing but sod out there. And we had a rainy spring. You know, the people sliding back and forth, the mud and carrying mud all through the building. It was all grass out there. And I put the asphalt down. And Louis Hagen, my boss, and his wife is one of the real contributors to making Keeneland what it is. She had exquisite taste. She knew what landscape architect, Richard Weble from Long Island and Palm Beach. Arthur Smith, the great interior director. She had exquisite taste in doing one, some sort of local Yale coming out here. Everything was done tastefully and thoughtfully and quietly. But I put asphalt out there, and I'm telling you, Louis Hagen's face was purple with rage, and his wife was. That was a crisis point, and I learned, boy, the next time you do this, take it step by step. don't move it. Flex. Don't cave.
But, Doug, that's not the only time that Ted Bassett was pushed to modernize Keeneland.
Right. Keeneland went an extremely long time without a track announcer, and he talks pretty candidly about this.
The idea was the sporting and traditional aspects of racing and not the gambling. The fear of the founders was the Churchill, New York, Chicago. The minutes before the race was always hawking the bettors to the winners. Only 10 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go to get your bet down. Remember, pay. Then he may have the pick signal. And that was the real reason, two reasons. The real reason was in the early day, we couldn't afford it.
Quite simply, a giant in the horse racing industry and someone who had impact beyond the industry itself.
One of my favorite things was to go to the Keeneland Track Kitchen for breakfast and see Ted Bassett. He would be holding court, telling stories, drinking coffee, lots of laughing. He really was a treasure. The Nunn Center has multiple interviews in our collection with Ted Bassett. The latest one, the interview for Life's Work, is available online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Nunn Center has been our guest on Saving Stories. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Saving Stories is a collaboration between the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries and 91.3 WUKY. There's more episodes and show links on the podcast page at wuky.org.